Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C.
Ho! Oh, my bad. My bad. I forgot where I was at. Welcome back, 94 WIP. I forgot.
That is an all-timer, though.
I forgot. Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks out. Elliott Shore Parks in for Johnny Marks. Johnny Marks may be back tomorrow. We'll find out. I'm assuming at some point.
Hope he feels better.
Before tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
I'm assuming we're going to find out. He's going to be in, but hope he's feeling better. If not, Elliott, you'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd say who knows, yeah.
You'll be back tomorrow. Well, guess what, man? It is that time of the show. It's 5 o'clock, so you know we got to get to Jack's Top 5 at 5 that's sponsored by Bell Beverage, Philly's number one choice for pregame and pre-event beverages. Stop by Bell Beverage and be amazed by their massive selection. Or check them out online at bellbeverage.com. Jack!
Every time you or Mark say massive selection, I keep wanting to drop. Yep. I need to see the.
It's like, I know it.
It's right there. I try not to ruin reads unless it's footy pajamas because it's too funny not to. But it's well written for a drop. So I don't know if you guys heard, but yesterday the Phillies signed Trey Turner for $100 million.
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, man. Cute little football team you have here. The real team starts March 30th. So I have for you today the top five reasons why I am so excited about adding Trey Turner. Number five is Ike's hashtag / gift game. I already have your hashtag, Ike.
You already got it?
Hashtag Trey Day.
Oh, I like that. Yes, sir.
And I already have your gif of him. Remember that cool-ass slide?
Yes.
Where it's like cool and getting up from that?
And that was against us.
It was against us. It was against Bryce, which I didn't appreciate, you know, not trusting Bryce's arm in right field. But I'm excited for Ike's hashtag game with Trey Turner. It's going to be great.
And I have been scouring the GIFs looking for which one I think feels right. And, yeah, you know me well, man.
Well, and Trey Day, too, on the days you bet on them, that's perfect. Little home run action, you know. It's a Trey Day.
Total bases.
Yeah.
There's a lot of total bases with Trey Day.
We're going to see a lot of Trey Day now.
Now it's T-R-E-A,
yes.
Not T-R-A for Trey, or T-R-A-E for right. Trey Young. Unless Trae Young forces a trade out of Atlanta, which seems like
like it's about to happen.
Embiid for Trae Young?
Who says no? 215-592-9494. The fourth reason why I'm so excited about Trey Turner, there is nothing more fun to me. Well, there's a lot of fun parts about baseball for me, but steals. Like, steals are one of the coolest part of the game. This guy can get 30 in his sleep. And the interesting part about next year's baseball is that they're moving to bigger bases. And apparently, they have done analytics that suggest that it's going to increase stolen bases. So we're going to get a 30-plus steal guy in our sleep.
Over under how many steals for him next year, next week?
35.5.
35.5?
Yes.
I can't wait to see these pillow-sized bases.
Yeah, how
out
big
there
are these bases going to be?
They're being extended by like 3 inches, I think.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Every inch counts, man. Yeah.
So we were tall growing up, Elliot. The third reason why I'm so excited about Trey Turner is just envisioning this lineup and how they're just going to jump on teams in the first inning. Like, he can get on base. He can steal second. He can hit a double. Bang, he's already in scoring position. And then it goes, like, however they can concoct it, whether it's Schwarber, Harper, Castellanos, Turner, Hoskins, JT. Like, I guess analytically, if you score first, they give a chance to win the game 60% of the time or whatever at least. Mm-hmm. And I just think that they're going to come out, and in a blink of an eye, they're going to be up 3-0.
So you think he'll definitely lead off?
He has to.
I think he's going to lead off.
I've seen some with Schwarber still up top, but it seems like
it's a great. I would love it just for the chaos because people are so mad that Schwarber's lead off.
The content would be amazing.
But I think they signed him to be the leadoff hitter. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, the real question is, well, do you move Schwarber down? How far do you move him down in the lineup?
Well, so
I think four. Right.
I don't love having him in the two hole.
Right.
Because he's a power guy. So I actually think the best spot if they do move him down is five. So you go Turner, JT, Harper, one of the righties, Castellanos or Hoskins, and then Schwarber five.
Now, what about when Harper's out, though? Because he's going to miss the first?
He'd probably bat cleanup then.
Yeah.
If I was doing it.
I think you got to get Harper in the top inning, though.
Come on, Topper.
Yeah,
what the hell's going on?
Yeah, figure it out. I know last year
we know you got the team in the World Series. Yeah, come on, man.
But we need him in the three.
We need him in the three spot.
You're telling me when he returns around the All-Star break, I'm not getting Bryce Harper in the first inning. That'd be a travesty.
It really is, man.
The second reason why I'm so excited about Trey Turner is I've envisioned this millions and millions of times since they signed him. But that first big triple in the playoffs, the crowd's starting to rise. He's going around second, and he goes for third. The triple's the most exciting play in baseball. And Trey Turner with a raucous Citizens Bank Park behind him going for three in a big game. Can already envision it. Starting to get teary-eyed thinking about it.
Didn't you just say the steal was the most exciting play in baseball?
Yeah, but then I forgot that number two on the list was a triple.
Yeah.
But steals are also fun in baseball. Triples don't happen all the time.
Yeah.
So a big Trey Turner triple in the playoffs.
Park home run, maybe?
I was going to say, I actually like the triple better than inside the park home run. Only because most inside the park home runs are usually because the outfielder let the ball get too far away or something like that, yeah. It's almost like a little league play more than it is a major league play.
Yeah, a triple's like you see it coming.
Yeah, he got that thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I like a good triple.
Speaking of the triple, the number one reason why I'm so excited about Trey Turner is that for the first time since 2004, a Philadelphia Philly is going to hit for the cycle. And we no longer have to hear about David Bell, and he's no longer going to rain on my parade every year they talk about the cycle. I need someone else to hit for the cycle, and I'm confident that Trey Turner is going to be the guy that ends the David Bell reign in Philadelphia.
Ah, you think so, huh?
It's really been bothering you for a long time.
It has.
I hear no one else on the planet talk about this besides you.
He was my least favorite Philly growing up, and he's the last Philly to hit for the cycle. I need his name.
So Trey Turner's going to do
it? Need his name out of the books.
Yes, out of the record books, yes.
Has Trey Turner ever done it?
He's done it like three times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you figure he's got, 11 years to do it now? So.
Yes. If he doesn't, bold take on my part that in the next 11 years, he's going to hit for the cycle. But then again, Ike was playing the last time that there was a Philly that hit for the cycle. So
there you go.
Who's to say?
Yeah.
Shots at me always, man.
Can't help himself.
Was that your number one?
That was
pretty fast. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I should have known the music stopped playing.
Yeah, he was done.
He was already out of there. Yeah, man, listen, I'm excited about Trey Turner, man. I really am. And, it only becomes a little bit less exciting when you realize Bryce is not playing the first half of the season.
I always forget about that.
Yes, I'm with you. And then you realize, hold on, Bryce has to miss the first half of the season.
Well, but that's the other awesome thing about the signing is, I think when they make it, you obviously talk about the lineup with Bryce and at the three and all that. But what this is also going to do is when Bryce is gone, they've now added an outstanding player to help them get through that stretch.
Yep.
Bryce is better than Trey Turner, but, it's not a huge discrepancy. Trey Turner is one of the best players in the league. So now they've essentially – when Bryce is out, they have someone else they can rely on at the top of the order.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, the Phillies, great job by them keeping this momentum going. I heard Ruben on with the midday show earlier today when I was on my way in and talking about this and, how a GM could be in a position of, you're coming off a season like you just had. And listen, you're – you're excited. So you want to go out and continue to add to the roster. Real quick, Jack, on that, the thought is they won't go after a top starting pitcher now because of what the qualifying offer, and it's going to cost you draft picks.
Yeah, so they had to give up 2 draft picks and $1 million in international signing bonus
to get Trey Turner,
to sign Trey Turner, because they went over the luxury tax last year.
Okay,
and then if they do it again and sign another guy that requires a qualifying offer, that's 2 more draft picks and another $2 million, $1 million or $1.5 million in international signing bonus.
How much does that matter? Just out of curiosity, like,
well, the money
the
may
draft
not matter
picks,
as much.
Like, I mean, aren't there like 38 rounds? Like,
there's 20 now. There's only 20 rounds now. The
okay,
MLB
never
draft.
Mind, yeah.
The international money is like kind of a decent big issue. My thing is, unless you want to give up the prospects you already have and try to trade for an ace, just suck it up for the year and sign Carlos Rodon and give up the picks and build a freaking super team. Like go into a year next year with Wheeler, Rodon, Nola, Ranger, and then if you want to bring up Andrew Painter to be the 5 or whatever, like, that's a sick rotation. Rather than, like, if they sign Jameson Taillon, he's like an innings-eating 4, you know?
How old is Rodon?
Rodon is 30. It'll be a 5-year deal.
Yeah, I don't mind 30-year-olds, man. Listen, they're stronger. You're right in the prime of your career, and you probably got about at least 3 to 4 more good years left in you.
He's had injury issues in the past, but he's been healthy the last 2 years, and his arm's, like, fresh from that standpoint.
Okay.
So,
well, the other nice thing about him being 30 is this is a team that's going to be playing in big games this year.
Yeah.
Like, he has experience.
That's what I'm saying. I want that guy, yeah. And we don't talk about that really with Trey enough. We talk about his skill set and everything. Guy's won 2 championships, right? Did he win the one with the Dodgers?
Well, I thought it was with the Nationals.
I know he won one with the Nationals.
Yeah.
He wasn't on that Dodgers team?
No, he was not. But he's been in the playoffs 5 times out of his career. So he's been a league.
You want
that.
Now.
Yeah, you want that, man. You need players like that in your clubhouse, man.
Well, let me ask you guys this, since, you know, we got the top Eagles guy to my left and the top Phillies guy to my right.
Yep. You're the top Sixers guy.
Yeah, and I'm the top Sixers guy, exactly. Yeah. Which team's closer to a championship? There's a stare down right here, Jack. Yeah.
I would think the Eagles are. Only because I think it's harder in baseball. So almost the Eagles are benefiting from the sport that they play in, that it's the parity that you don't. I just feel like in baseball, man, it's such a long season, and you got to get hot at the right time. And so they are a playoff team, but they aren't, at least right now. Like, the Eagles are in a position that I can make the argument they're a top 3 team in football, not just in the NFC conference.
I think they definitely are.
In
football,
whereas the Phillies, you're just really looking at them as one of the top teams in the National League.
Even after the Turner signing, they're still 3rd in odds to win the NL.
See, but so for me,
oh really?
Yep.
Wow. So who, like, they got the
Dodgers
and the Braves?
They might be. Yeah, I know it's Dodger. I think it's. Yeah, they might actually be 4th. Dodgers, Braves, Mets are still ahead of them.
And then you still got the Padres out there.
They have the Padres out there, the Cardinals in the Central. Like, it's a much tougher, like, I'm not ripping the NFL, but the NFL hasn't been great this year from, like,
but it hasn't been, these aren't dominant football teams.
They're all in the AFC.
Yeah.
So the Eagles' path is easier, I think, but I also think there's less room for error with the Eagles because it's one game.
Right.
Whereas
once
the Phillies get in, you're talking about best of 3, best of 5. So, but it's just, you know, the Eagles are 11-1. We all think they're going to the Super Bowl. A lot of people think they're going to win it. The Phillies were just 2 games away, and they added Trey Turner. So, you know, as good as the Eagles are and as good as that path looks, you know, the Phillies are probably the team in the city that's closest.
Yeah,
just based off of their postseason experience, their roster, what they just did.
And I think that's fair to say. Even with me giving the Eagles the edge, it's not like they're light years ahead of the Phillies. Yeah, I just slide it. It may be just because of the sport that they play in and where it's set up at right now. It's probably not as difficult for the Eagles to get there. But like you said, it's a one-and-done
sport,
game,
too. Right? Jalen twists his ankle in the first quarter, and that's it.
Yeah, you don't get to come back for game 2 or game 3.
But I can't think of the last time we had 2 teams so close.
Well, people would argue the Sixers.
I was going to say, we used to argue the Sixers were there.
And then they got bounced in the second round.
Yeah, and then we can't get out of the second round.
But who was with
Flyers
them,
in 2010. The Phils made the NLCS or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Flyers were in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it was a game six. Yeah. And then the Eagles lost. That was the DeSean Jackson. Yeah.
And then
that was the Green Bay lost to the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, because the Sixers are not really close anymore. So, yeah, it would just be the Phillies and the Eagles. But I think it's been a while since two teams were this good. Even if we felt confident in teams, the fact that the Eagles are viewed as one of the best in the NFL, the Phillies, even, you know, the NL is strong, but, like, viewed as one of the better teams in the MLB. I mean, I can't think, you know, it's been a while in my lifetime, at least.
Hey, we're in the 5 o'clock hour, man. I mean, it's sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-800-77-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Let's get back to the phone lines, man. Get the peeps in here. Get their thoughts on the Eagles and whether or not they would be disappointed if they don't win a Super Bowl this year, man. That's where we are now. We're at that point where we're saying, you know what? Just winning a playoff game, that's not going to be good enough.
Number one
seed, it's not going to be good enough. I need to be in Arizona, and we need to see the confetti come down. Let's get back to the phones here. Let's get Josh from Nicetown up here. What's up, Josh?
Hey, family. This is my consternation right now.
Okay.
That Washington game, thanks to John Gannon, the crown prince of the kingdom of Fraudom, caused us not to be up three games. My concern is we are only two games, and that's a concern to me. That's a great concern to me, because it puts a pressure on an unproven coaching staff.
Wait, so you're saying Gannon's the reason they're only up two games instead of three?
John Gannon is a fraud.
How?
I mean,
how?
He's self-centered. He's not letting these guys do what they do.
What in the world? What way is that true? Tell me what way he's being self-centered and not letting the guys do what they do.
What I'm saying is the scheme that he's using is about his fear. His fear. He's scared of a big play. He should just let the guys play. If they get burned, they get burned.
But what cornerback do you think wants to play a system where it's man coverage on the outside with no help and you have to worry about getting burned? These cornerbacks are playing in a system where they get to step back, survey the whole field. They're not right up on the guy. They have a better chance at creating turnovers. Like, the cornerbacks also, for what it's worth, get to decide mostly whether they're up on the line and back. So that's actually the exact opposite of a selfish situation. He's giving them the option of what they want to do.
No, the scheme that he's like the Tennessee game.
Mm-hmm. When they gave up 10 points?
I'm just saying. It's 4th and 7. This guy get a brain fart, all right? He get a brain freeze. You know what I mean? Why is he not bumping? Why is he not doing what other great, you know, defenses do? He's not doing it.
They have one of the best defenses in the whole league.
Yeah, well, we will see. We will see about that come Christmas. All right?
Okay.
Oh, you sound like a Cowboy fan there, Josh.
No, I hate them.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know.
They're a fraud with John Gannon being a fraud. All right?
Okay.
All right. Happy Monday.
I didn't know we were still ripping Jonathan Gannon.
One of the truest things
I thought that was over with
in this city
at least for a week.
Once you're in the doghouse,
it's so
hard to get out of that.
Who's the best example of someone getting out of the doghouse in this city?
Howie.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I was going to say Brandon Graham, but I think that's the best
Howie,
example.
Yeah. Howie's
the best.
No, we're fickle with Howie.
Dude, Howie goes in and out of the doghouse every year. Yes.
And Howie won a Super Bowl.
Yes, and he won a Super Bowl.
And he reminded us that in Houston.
Brandon Graham's probably the guy that got out and stayed out.
Yes.
Was
he
getting ripped, though?
I remember. I remember the BG calls. I get it. Nobody wants to go back and revisit that stuff. But believe me, all you need to do is be around Brandon. And the thing I love about BG is that he doesn't harbor ill will towards anybody. He just uses it to keep himself motivated and never getting comfortable. Because he's like, no, I remember how it was when it was the other way, too.
Well, there's a reason he had to block half the city on Twitter.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Like, so he, like, BG will tell you. And the funny thing with him is that I also believe that's why the love and support for him is so over the top, because in all reality, he's a good dude. And now that we've gotten past the whole he's not Earl Thomas, mm-hmm. first round draft pick nonsense, you can appreciate even him. Forget about the play, his play. I know that's what helped people get over it.
Right.
But that really allowed you to see the genuine good person Brandon Graham is. You could accept that. He's a genuine good teammate. He's usually positive all the time. Ask anybody down there at the Nova Care. You know Elliot.
Dude, he smiles 90%.
Yes.
Not even 90. Almost 100% of the time I'm seeing him.
That's the personality you want in your locker room, on your team, representing your fan base. And the funny thing is, Jason didn't get it as bad as BG did, because Jason was a lower round draft pick. But when Jason, and I'm talking about Kelce, had those couple of years in 14 and 15 and possibly 16, when people were ready to move on from Jason, he didn't forget that stuff either.
No.
And his parade speech was in part directed at some of those people that were harsh on him as well.
Well, there was the video last year where he gave a team speech, and I'm not mistaken, he was moved to tears talking about how he felt the only person that believed in him was Jeff Stoutland.
Right.
Right? Because you're talking about these years where they wanted him gone. But
but
with Brandon, too, I think you put that perfectly. Like, his play is – obviously he has improved as he's gotten older. And I also think he's kind of one of the players we don't talk about enough this year in terms of what a pleasant surprise he's been.
Really
his
has
age,
been.
Coming off of his injury, he's been really good. But it really is kind of just Brandon's personality that got him out the doghouse. He's not a double-digit sack guy, right? He's not a perennial Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
He just stuck around, played at a high level, didn't, you know, kind of bark back at the fans too much.
Yep.
And now he's, you know, an Eagles legend for that.
Yep.
Do we think Doc has any chance of getting out of the doghouse of the city or what?
Yeah, I don't think Doc cares enough. Do you think Doc really cares about, like, getting out the dog?
No, he doesn't. I can.
He knows he'll be out of here in a year. He'll never come back to Philly. Like,
well, if he wins the NBA championship.
Well, no, he's not doing it here.
Well, I'm just saying that's a way to get out of the doghouse.
Yeah.
From John Heyman, Aaron Judge appears to be headed to the Giants.
Wow.
Wow. He was just in
the Spike Gaskin delivered.
He ran Aaron Judge out of town.
Sure did.
There he is.
There he goes.
Everywhere he goes.
Running everyone, run stars out of town.
So how's that impact the Phillies?
No, I don't know. That's the biggest one. That's the biggest free agent.
No, I'm curious because they're in
he's staying in the National League.
Yeah. I mean, their lineup's kind of.
Is that there with Gabe? Is Gabe still there?
Yeah. Oh, Gabe was at the Giants game talking, or at the Niners game talking to Jerry Rice the other day.
Oh.
And it looked like he had a
greatness talking to greatness.
He looked like he had a professional photographer, like have a camera, like a light on him, so that he was illuminating. It was impressive.
That's how you get Aaron Judge.
That's gay, man. That's
I can't
gay.
Believe.
What, is the number,
Aaron
is the
Judge,
numbers out on this?
Wasn't Aaron Judge just in Tampa last night?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I thought I saw him at the game with a Mike Evans jersey on.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Didn't
Tom
help
Brady
Mike
asked him to play tight end.
He might have, actually.
He did. There's a video of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I guess Tom's a little desperate.
Yeah, he really does need that tight end. Seriously.
Is the money out on this?
No, it just looks like he's appearing.
Like,
yeah, he appears to be going to the Giants. So maybe things can change, but that's a disaster for the Yankees.
Well, did you see yesterday? So Trey Turner signing came out, all these players are being signed, and the Yankees announced that they re-signed Brian Cashman for 4 years.
Yep, I saw that.
Not great timing.
Not great timing. But here's what is great timing, this break. So we'll take this quick break, come back on the other side. Did A.J. Brown get someone fired today?
Jacking these teases, man.
Yeah, this may have been a reaction to A.J. Brown, his game Sunday afternoon. We'll get to that on the other side. And we'll get to the Marks and Reese.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously.
But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Text line a little bit later. Come on back with us right here on 94WIP.
Touchdown of the game.
Do you think this game doesn't mean a lot to him?
Oh, of course it does.
AJ! AJ! Aren't you glad you play in Philadelphia?
How about Philly, baby? Let's get it.
We love you.
Love is in the air, or certainly was in the air Sunday, along with the damn footballs that was going to AJ Brown. Welcome back to Sports Radio 94 WIP. That was highlights from Sunday's game. I think it was the A.J. Brown touchdown, and that was Nick Sirianni saying, A.J., A.J., don't you love it here in Philadelphia?
He loves playing into that stuff, you know? Like, it was a lot of love on the Philly sideline. It seemed like on Tennessee it maybe wasn't things weren't as lovely.
Well, you may be right there, Elliot, because 48 hours later, or
yeah,
somewhere about, the Tennessee Titans decided to fire their general manager, John Robinson. Now, it is rare that a general manager is relieved of his duties in the middle of a season, let alone in the middle of a season of your team being in first place.
And yeah, and headed to the playoffs.
And headed to the playoffs.
You almost wonder if more happened. Like, it's just a very – you have to wonder if more happened, but at the same time, I don't think it's a coincidence that the game after they watch their former number one receiver hand them that loss – I'm sure the owner, and maybe even Vrabel, who knows, was like, all right, like that's it. But it can't possibly be because of AJ.
No, I would imagine that didn't help. And you know what? I don't know. I don't know what the split was like as far as who was in favor of this trade, who wasn't in favor of the trade. I do remember Mike Vrabel saying something to the effect of, over my dead body.
Well, there's a video of him. When he, like, get up and walk.
Got up and walked out.
Yeah.
Draft night when that trade was announced. Yeah, so I don't know. Vrabel and Vrabel and A.J. Brown embraced before the game. So, and A.J., you know, I don't know if that was before the game or after the game. But I know they embraced each other. And A.J. spoke highly of Mike Vrabel at the podium. And listen, if you're a Tennessee Titan fan, a player – on that staff, and you listen to A.J. Brown after that game, you hear his press conference, you hear some of those comments. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that didn't make them feel good, and they all wanted him there. Like, to see him playing the way that he is right now. See, it's one thing with T.O. In San Francisco, they was ready to move on from T.O. Yeah. Not because he wasn't any good. It was because they felt like the locker room was ready to move on from T.O. The coaches, Steve Mariucci, may have been. Once T.O. says Steve Mariucci basically gave a game away because of Dick Geron was on the other side of the field, that's almost grounds for getting traded or getting released
right
anyway.
There, yeah.
Yeah, so they were ready to move on from T.O. That was a different situation. This, A.J. wanted to stay in Tennessee. Not that he didn't have anything with Philly, but that's where he was at. He wanted his extension there. He clearly was bothered by not getting it. He's brought it up a couple times. And to hear him talking, so if you're on that side of things as a Titan fan or personnel, you have to be scratching your head like, man, there's no way. Like, we knew it wasn't a good idea to trade him and to actually go out there and have to play him. Yeah, it was like salt in the wound for him.
I mean, imagine being a Titans defender. You are the unit that is the best part of that team. You're the Super Bowl unit. The offense can run the ball at a high level, but the offense
can't. But it's the defense,
yeah. It's the defense, right? So you've been carrying the team. You're carrying the team this year as well. And then you got to go out and cover AJ. Like, that has to be infuriating to know that you used to have that guy. But the other part of this, too, from an Eagles angle is you would never see Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie do this. They would never let a player of that talent walk out the building over money. Mm-hmm. You know, they would figure that out, right? So we love to rip Howie, and it was a bad pick. But for the Rager Jefferson thing, like, this AJ thing is worse. That's a draft evaluation. That was bad.
Oh, my goodness,
AJ
yes.
was in that building on a team trying to win a Super Bowl right now, and they let him go. So it is a fireable offense. But the timing is just really weird.
I'm with you there.
It makes you feel like something else is going on. Now, I guess on the flip side, this is when – you know, draft boards, not that they're starting to be built, but, like, there's scouts out there looking at all that, right? So maybe they want to get that started before that process. But I think the timing is coincidental. I mean, I don't know. AJ put out those Terminator shirts, so.
Hey, man. Well,
then he put up a tweet saying, this has nothing to do with the firing of John Robinson.
Of course, yes.
And I believe
even
that.
Though but. Posted the link a little bit after he was fired.
Well, the other funny thing about AJ is – right before the season, we're at a press conference at the Novocaine. He's like, yeah, I'm not on Twitter. I delete that, you know.
Right.
He's on Twitter all the time, which is fine. But
that's like what Mark says. He doesn't check his mentions.
He's
very true.
He's checking them. All right, let's get back to the phones. Disappointment. Eagles. Super Bowl. Come on. We got 15 minutes to get all this conversation in. I got T, I got Corey, I got Dario, I got Will, I got Andre. I'm getting everybody in, including the Marks and Reese text line. Let's roll. T, Collegeville, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Ike, ESP, Jack? Appreciate you taking my call. Good show, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
What
what's up,
T?
Bro?
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, no problem. To add injury to insult, after AJ put a whooping on at John Robinson, he had John Robinson's replacement on the other side get injured at the same game. AJ got
him
fired, so that was crazy, too.
Yeah, Treylon Burks, yeah.
But that's the crazy thing to me, T. Like, just because you draft Treylon Burks doesn't mean it's okay to trade AJ. Like, the Eagles had Devontae, and they went and got AJ. So,
exactly.
So it's just the difference between those teams.
So, what's the question to remind the listeners and callers again? Exactly the way you worded it, don't mind with the disappointment. What's the way you worded it?
Yeah. Would it be a disappointment to you if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl?
Okay, and for this is for ESP, Ike. I'll talk to you tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
You're saying it's not. Now, the only way you got to say that, in my opinion, is you're projecting forward, right, ESP?
Yeah, I'm saying this season to me, and look, who knows how these next five games will play out. You know, it could get ugly. But if things stay the way they are, they play a competitive playoff game after winning one, they lose in the championship round, to me, that's not a disappointment. I think there's been enough positives this year.
So expand on that, but I'm saying you have to project even farther than that. In your mind, you probably think we're going to probably go to the Super Bowl the following year. Is that what you're saying, more or less?
I think with the backbone of this team right now, Howie, Nick, Jalen, I think this team is going to be competitive every year. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that. That's exactly what I wanted you to say. So if you think we're going to go to the Super Bowl the following year, okay, I just looked at pretty much half of the Super Bowls we've had in the era of the NFL. You know how many organizations have been in, they didn't have to win, have been in back-to-back Super Bowls? Because you obviously said on air that you believe now they're going to go next year, and you know you've said on air that you believe they'll be in it this year possibly. So that would be back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I think you're you know, taking a few steps from what I'm saying. what I'm saying is I think they will go this year. If they lose, obviously, it would be an emotional disappointment, but I think they're a team that is set up to succeed for the next few years, and that's why I can't view this year as a disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing is guaranteed, man. And you know what? I think if nothing else, the situation we just got out of taught me is that you can't take any of this for granted.
What situation? Well, the Phillies?
No, the Wentz situation.
Oh, okay, where?
Meaning after we won the Super Bowl in 17,
yep.
And then the subsequent years. Like, mm-hmm. you know, 18, we got to that game against the Saints. Alshon dropped that ball. We haven't been close to being in the Super Bowl since then, since that game. And it's been 4 years since that game. And I just don't know when we're going to have the opportunity again to be set up this favorable for us. I agree with you that they're going to have opportunities moving down the road. I agree with you on that.
And honestly, man, like, you're right. Like, this is a great opportunity. And to blow it would be a disappointment in a lot of ways. I just can't get past, like, you find your franchise guy, you win so many games. Like, it seems so set up that I think I'll go into 2023 at this point feeling really good about this franchise almost no matter what.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get Corey from Columbus in here. What's up, C?
What up, Ike boy?
What's up, bro?
My dog, ESP, what up?
What up, Corey? How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Hey, so what Elliot is saying, I agree with it. So if we go to the Super Bowl let's say we lose an NFC Championship game, as a fan base, that's a disappointment because of the way it's set up, like Ike said. We're going to be upset. We're going to talk about it. You know, we're going to complain. People probably going to question Jalen. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, they lost in the Super Bowl last year, but they knew they got their quarterback in Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. But they weren't worried. They feel like they can win the Super Bowl this year. And I feel like not no knock against Carson Wentz, nothing against that. I know what you just talked about, Ike. Mm-hmm. But I think having a guy like Jalen Hurts, I feel like Jalen Hurts has lost. He has lost in a championship game before. Obviously, college, NFL is different. But I think that will drive him if we lose. Like, we winning in the divisional round. So let me just get out the way today. Mm-hmm. We not losing in the division. So we either going to lose in the NFC championship game if we lose or the Super Bowl. We ain't losing in the division. Right? Jalen's winning one playoff game.
I agree with you. I will say if they lose that game, that would be a massive disappointment.
Right.
They got to win a playoff game.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, for so people might question Sirianni and the coaching staff.
Yeah, it'll
if
be
we
ugly.
Lose in the divisional round. But I will say this. I think we are going to the Super Bowl. I'm not afraid of any team. I feel like we have the guy and he's focused. I said it, Jalen Alexander Hurts. Mm-hmm. Give my man some respect. And I feel like he on a mission. Now, will it be a disappointment if we lose? Yes, I'll probably cry like I did with the Phillies. But we're going to the Super Bowl.
You're saying we'll be back,
I'll tell you this right now. We're going to 2 Super Bowls in the next 5 years. Book it.
All right. Listen, wow. I hope you're right. I remember all the bravado in 17 after that Super Bowl. I remember that. I remember it was the new norm, and we were about to be the new Patriots, and we got a new dynasty. And
when they won the Super Bowl in the press box in Minnesota, the post-game article I posted was, and they're going to win it next year, too.
Right. I remember that stuff. And that's how you feel at the moment.
And that's how every championship team feels every time they win. Every parade in the history of parades is someone up on the stage going, and guess what? We're going to be back next year. Every single time.
You're absolutely right.
But I do think this team is better set up than 17.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because 17, I mean, listen, that was a mercenary team that we had to actually commit another year to.
Right.
Because they won the Super Bowl.
And knock on wood, but, like, Carson was coming off a major knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
That is presumably, again, knock on wood, not going to be the case with this team.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
You know, every year is different, man. Every year is different. That's all I'm going to say. All right, we got the tweets and texts coming up next, and text lines brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Island Pizza. Yeah, the Island Pizza in Douglasville, PA, this Sunday for an Eagles watch party and root the Eagles on to victory against New York. Again, that's this Sunday. Jack, tweets and texts.
Text line.
It'll be the John Marks Memorial First Caller soon. Liz in Collegeville.
Well, hopefully she's nursing him back to health.
Yes. How about that?
I'm sure he's having a relaxing time.
Yeah. Nursing outfit. Oh, my bad. I'm tripping. Go ahead. I need to see the package.
Deciding which side to be on today was like choosing which kid is your favorite. Nick from the NovaCare.
Oh, with us?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, two of
that?
His favorites.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, how about that?
He knows we know football.
Yes.
Right. He maybe learned something today.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Saved him last week at that press conference, so.
He did shout you out.
He did.
Yeah. He knows you. He knows you keep stats.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Listen, I know we all joke about the fights on the show, but in all seriousness, Rios can't be allowed anywhere near that. Tim in Newark.
No, yeah, seriously.
No, he's the one.
Yeah.
Everyone else, I feel pretty thick, okay? About like, he's the one.
I do think your callers are the ones not to be trifled with. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I
love to come
OG,
on and
Rios,
yeah.
Like,
listen, we got a crew there that we can go to battle with.
Listen, if Herb. We have to fight the other shows, I'm pretty sure we're going to win.
Oh, we're winning yeah. easily.
Not Butch to mention
and,
you
think
two.
Butch and Manny Unk is stepping up to Chuck and Mount Airy?
This is probably not will never be a WIP sanctioned event. I
no,
don't think, you know?
I don't think it passes the lawyer test.
No.
Although I want to see that Butch and Manioc versus Chuck from Mount Airy.
Him versus Herb might be more fair.
Yeah, get Herb out there versus Butch.
Yeah.
What's next?
Did Tom from Vancouver call Elliot a rational beat writer? What is going on here? Mark and Modco.
You know, big J, man.
Big J.
People recognize.
Well, and Tom of Vancouver is one of your
yeah,
callers.
He's a Go Birds. Yes. He's a Go Birds caller.
Also,
yeah.
I hope Tom's flight to Arizona goes way better than his flight here.
I was thinking about that. Like,
yeah, seriously, he had a real live adventure coming here.
Remember, staying in the bottom of that abandoned house?
Yeah, and then he ends up in the air during the flight when the game's happening. But didn't he end up getting to a game?
Yeah.
He did. He wound up coming.
And then I ditched him because I was mad the Phillies lost. And
yeah, he came
goodbye.
Over, hugged us, and then I didn't see him again.
Only issue is the Super Bowl's not best of seven. So,
yep.
You know, that flight situation, he's got one shot at that bad boy.
What's next?
Ha-ha! I'm not going anywhere, baby! Doc on the T-Box in Houston.
Pack slime!
Has he packed clubs?
100%.
Seems like all they did in the preseason was golf, so.
He literally went down to Charleston and was like, hey, there's some good golf down here.
Like, does he pack his clubs with him when he goes on these trips?
I also love the whole, like, oh, well, they, you know, they never get a chance to practice together. This team's been together for almost a year.
Yeah, what are they doing?
This is not a brand new team.
Oh, my God. You know what? I can't even get upset at the Sixers right now. I can get frustrated with them, but I won't let them get me upset right now.
Because you got no true expectations for them.
Well, and listen, my emotions are tied into the Eagles right now.
Yeah. Well, it's also basically like if you were to look at where the season's at in the NBA, this is like OTAs in the NFL. This
yeah,
isn't even preseason. Preseason's like January.
Yeah, I was going to say after Christmas.
Yeah, this
yes.
is like the OTA workout. Then again, I track OTA stats, so maybe I shouldn't, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I'm saying, man, you're the king of practice.
I am.
All right, let's get Dario in here. He's out in Delaware, wants to talk a little bit about the Birds. Dario, welcome to the Marks and Reese Show.
Okay. Is that me? Is that Dario?
Yeah.
No, Mario.
Mario.
Oh,
that's on Jack. Yep.
It's all right. I Elliot, what's going on?
What up, man? That was Dario Saric for a second.
What's up, Mario?
No. So, Elliot, listen. I will say it's a successful season, but it will be disappointing if we don't win because you can't bank on what it looks like in the future with all this Jonathan Gannon talk about him possibly getting a job.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. If they lose him, that's a big blow.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and I'm not his biggest fan, but, you know, he does a good job.
Yeah.
So if they lose him, you're talking about next year, you don't know what's going to happen. So you got this record with this possibility to run this thing all the way to the top. You got to take advantage of it.
Yep.
Yeah, the opportunity is there. There's no question about it. I think sometimes maybe we're putting, you know, what's the expression, the cart before the horse a little
mm-hmm,
bit. Like,
mm-hmm.
They have not won a playoff game yet. It is not the playoffs. We have no idea what it's going to look like come playoff time. Like, right now, yes, you can see it that way. But by the time it's actually kickoff time for the first game, mm-hmm. I'll be interested to see how it looks there.
You're going to have Dallas Goedert back.
Yeah.
Be at full speed, full strength. We're going to have to be coming off a bye week. right? Where we've got a chance to sit back, watch the rest of the league.
Maybe
play.
Two bye weeks. Yeah. And after week 18 game doesn't mean anything.
Oh, perfect. Robert Quinn will be ready for it.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's get Will in here from New Jersey. Will, welcome to the Marks and Reese Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Will?
Hey, you know what? I've been critical of Jonathan Gannon, like a lot of people. But I will say this. I watched football for a long time, and I've been – actually, I talked to you about it before, like about rushing five guys and instead of rushing four at times. Mm-hmm. And he's been doing it.
Yep.
And it's making a big impact on the players. I mean, I don't think Cox is getting double-teamed as much.
I love Cox.
Yeah, and I think the it helps the running game because it kind of bottles up the middle. What do you think, Ike? I'm curious what you think.
No, listen, I'm with you there, especially on Fletcher, man. I think it allows Fletcher – when you bring in a guy like Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph, those guys come with a resume. They're very good players. You got to pay attention to those guys. So I think it's allowed Fletch to operate with some one-on-ones out there, and he's taking advantage of them. Now, every once in a while, he's still going to get a little bit of a double team. But it's no doubt in my mind, E, that the reduced snaps have helped Fletch be fresher, be stronger late in games, and really can give you more effort. I know John Ritchie is hard on Fletch. And a lot of it has to do with his effort that he's putting forward and whether or not he's playing with the type of effort and energy that's contagious in a good way versus it being contagious in a bad way where you may see other guys saying, hold on. But luckily, he may have been well within his right of being criticized for one game that happened in. That was a game he played 70 snaps. But if you're giving Fletcher somewhere between 25 to 30 snaps, just like with BG. I mean, if you put BG out there for 70 snaps, how affected do you think Brandon's going to be?
Not very. Brandon might miss a week or two after playing 70 snaps.
So those guys, I think bringing those guys in has definitely helped Fletch. And now, I didn't think he was playing as bad as some people thought he was in the first place. But at least he's starting to show up again, and you're starting to see him have some flash plays.
I also just think it's a motivating factor. You bring in Sue, you bring in Linval Joseph, and I don't mean that he wasn't trying, but like let's all be honest.
Gets everybody's attention.
Yeah, if you had the same job for a while, I don't know. It's just it's an extra little boost, and long career, it can be things like that to say, just get a little more focus,
dude. And that brings me to something we was talking about earlier that I didn't get a chance to touch on. We talked about Golden Tate and bringing in Golden Tate, so. And having a guy come in at your position and what it does to your position in that meeting room, I still contend. And a matter of fact, I know people that told me firsthand, some people didn't like the fact they went out and traded for Golden Tate.
I wonder who.
Yeah, guys that play that same position
didn't
like the fact they went out there and traded for Golden Tate. And I think this team is mature enough to handle bringing in somebody like Sue and Linval Joseph and not being intimidated by it. Yeah, if it helps motivate you, if it pushes you along a little bit, nothing wrong with that. Healthy competition, there's nothing wrong with that. And so if that's going to allow this defensive line to play better, it's going to allow Fletch to be fresher, Brandon to be fresher, and the overall unit to be better, why wouldn't you?
Do you think this team is better at accepting competition at positions because they're coming from bigger schools?
Yeah, I think so.
That makes
a big difference,
like,
Elliot.
Guys like Alabama, they're used to players
sitting
coming
for 2 years.
Yeah, they're
they know
used
it.
To the best players coming in.
That's true.
I think for a while, look, not that, like, let's use Alshon, for example. Not that he went to a small school, but I think now this team is filled with guys that are so used to being around competition every snap, every practice, they're just more accepting of it.
That's a great point. That is a great point. You go to those schools, you know you're not going there to be a 4-year starter, or it's rare. It's rare that you're going to be a 3 or 4 year starter because it's usually another 5-star recruit in front of you
or
already.
You also know, like some of these guys goes to school, like Goddard, an elite player, elite athlete. Goddard went to the college he went to
and South Dakota State, the
best guy there by far.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith is one of the best receivers in the world. He's always been around like elite like parallel kind of
skill.
Hell,
every one of those receivers at Alabama were more heralded than he was, and he won the Heisman.
Jalen was in a room with Tua, Mac Jones, like these guys that they have now, N'Kobe, Jordan Davis. They were in the best defense in college history. Yeah. These guys are used to being around competition. I think for a while this Eagles team, and not this group, but prior iterations, they weren't guys like that.
Yeah. And you get some guys that are a little insecure and think that they are entitled.
Yeah.
And that messes with the chemistry, man. It just does. Mm-hmm. It just does.
100%.
And I'm glad, listen, if they are taking that into consideration when bringing in some of these guys, that's a great thing. Elliot, man, time flies when you are having fun, brother. It's been a blast today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope the listeners enjoyed it out there today.
Love working with you, too. It's always a pleasure.
All right. And I guess Rod will let you know if we're back tomorrow.
Prayers up for Johnny.
Prayers up for Johnny Marks. Good job behind the glass in there, Jack Fritz. It is Tuesday. So, you know, not only is it a happy day for our listeners, it's Tuesday because we have you coming on at 3 o'clock. Well, we also have the King riding with Joe Giglio coming up next for the evening show. They'll get you set for your ride at home. Yep, I almost forgot it there, Jack. What is the final tally on our Twitter question today, Jack? And it's sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
71% of people would say they'd be disappointed if the Eagles.
I was going to guess 72.
Okay, 71%. I'll take that. I'll take 71%. All right, Elliot, appreciate it, my brother.
Yes,
Jack,
sir.
Great job today. You got Joe Giglio riding with the King coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.